Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Completely from the Wayback Machine, the Duke of Earl. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Duke of Small Business, and with just a touch of laryngitis, but I show up like small business owners, just like you do. And don't worry, it doesn't hurt. Just sounds a little funny. I'll be better tomorrow. I'm excited about continuing our visit with our good friend Chad Moutray, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM, NAM.org, right, Chad?
That is correct.
So folks, check it out. They can find about the tour there. They can find your weekly reports, right?
That's right. That's right. All up there on the website. So
it's important stuff, folks. And you, if you really want to see what the foundation, if you want to see some advanced impressions, get some advanced impression about how the economy's going, go follow Chad's work. You'll do that. All right, Chad. We've been talking about President Trump and a little bit and the manufacturing sector. And I pointed out that businesses like, and the economy, the enthusiasm and the optimism you're seeing in your own report, I think you agree with me, is coming from people who are running businesses saying, you know, we got a president now who doesn't think we're the enemy, who doesn't like regulations that hurt us unnecessarily, or he'd like to lower our taxes. Those are good things, but Mr. Trump has another attitude that probably isn't so popular among manufacturing, does he?
That's right. And so on the trade front, and we've talked about trade a lot on this show. We did a survey, I think, on our quarterly survey, it was kind of a couple quarters ago. We asked, you know, what percentage of your sales come from exports? And it obviously varies from company to company, but I think it averaged around 14.5%, right, overall. Trade is an important tool for manufacturers. 95% of the world's market, obviously, is abroad. And so we want to try to make sure we grow trade, not shrink it. And I think that where there is a lot of anxiety amongst manufacturers, I think trade is one of those bigger categories right now.
Right.
Whether it's the trade agreement itself or even on the tax front with tax reform, the whole border adjustment issue, which is continuing to get a lot of press. So I think, you know, both of those are somewhat combined, and you know, you have to keep in mind, manufacturers have global, you know, have a global reach. They have a global supply chain.
Right. You guys have options. I mean, the big guys have options.
This has been built up over, you know, the last few decades, and it's hard to flip a switch on that. So I think one of the things that we've been trying to do is try to, you know, make sure we educate the administration on what those global supply chains are.
I have a quick question for you. The people who have made concessions, who have changed their plans seemingly at the behest after conversations with President Trump, et cetera, have those people made major concessions? Did they do something? Did they really change their mind? Or did they just come back to America, so to speak, because somebody acted like they wanted them back here?
Well, I think a lot of it is the latter.
Isn't that worth something?
And I think, you know, one of the nice things about that part of it, the whole conversation with Trump and those specific companies, is that we have a president who wants to make more in America again, and I think that's a healthy thing. It's certainly something that the NAM wants too, is to be more competitive and be able to more manufacturing.
And manufacturers have a right to say, yes, sir, we want to manufacture in America too, but here are some things we need. Can you get these for us?
That's right. That's right.
That's how business works. You don't do business by bullying people.
That's correct. That's correct.
I heard your boss's counterpart in the retail sector today say he just got through with a meeting with President Trump. He said no member of the retail sector met with President Obama in 8 years.
That's probably true. I mean, I don't know that for sure.
That's what he said. He would know.
I think what you're seeing in the press on a daily basis is a president who is comfortable talking to CEOs, talking to the business community,
yep.
And I think that's obviously healthy.
And they can cut to the chase on operating a business without having to worry about politics being part of that part of the conversation.
That's right.
Ideology.
And I think even on the trade front, I think, you know, we have been trying as much as we can, knowing that there is going to be a renegotiation of NAFTA, right, to talk to
right.
our members about if there is a renegotiation with Canada and Mexico, what would we like to see in that, right?
Right.
NAFTA was negotiated, as
That's
you know,
good.
By George H.W. Bush,
right,
pre-internet, passed, enacted, obviously, during the Clinton administration.
Right, right.
It needs updating.
It does.
The TPP actually updated it to a certain extent,
right.
although we walked away from that. And so using that as a starting point, having dialogue with our members about what NAFTA should look like in the future, I think is going to be another
right.
big
My prediction is that President Trump will be go down as a guy who made America a better negotiator for trade, not somebody who stopped trade. I think that's what we'll find. Hey, Chad, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back.
Thank you.
Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen, NAM.org. You can check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.